This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day where the governor of South Dakota has responded to the very threat that I was talking about on this radio show yesterday. Governor Kristi Noem has said that in terms of efforts to remove George Washington and Thomas Jefferson from Mount Rushmore, she says, not on my watch. No, she's not going to permit it. Actually, I think they would have to remove all four of the presidents who are up there, because they just removed Theodore Roosevelt, of course, from the equestrian statue in front of the New York Museum of Natural History. And Theodore Roosevelt, they believe he's an imperialist, he's a racist, he entertained, as many people did at that time, eugenics ideas, the ideas about deliberately trying to breed more of the most able and fit people, and yes, he did qualify some people with racism. So despite the fact that he was such a strong proponent of black rights, the fact that he dared at the time, and there were actually senators who denounced him for it, he invited for the first time ever an African-American for dinner at the White House. First time an African-American ever attended a dinner at the White House that he wasn't serving at, where he wasn't just bringing the food. He was sitting down as an honored guest. That was Booker T. Washington. That was back about 115 years ago. In any event, you've got to get rid of Theodore Roosevelt. You certainly have to get rid of Abraham Lincoln, because they're trying to get rid of the Lincoln Emancipation Memorial in Boston, because it shows a liberated black slave kneeling beside Lincoln. And Lincoln was, earlier in his career, a supporter of what was called colonization, the idea that freed slaves would go to help found the nation of Liberia. There were, by the way, also some very prominent black supporters of colonization, but it clearly was an idea that the majority of freed black people did not support and did not want. In any event, in terms of Mount Rushmore, Kristi Noem says, not on my watch. I do think it's going to need to be protected. And I'm serious about this. The other question is Stone Mountain in Georgia, which is clearly it's such an enormous mountain cliff that has been carved with images of Robert E. Lee, Stonewall Jackson, and Jefferson Davis. But I would imagine that Governor Kemp in Georgia, I believe Stone Mountain is a state park, and they have to have some kind of guards or something on that site full time, at least for the time being, don't they? I mean, unless people take the reasonable position that the fact that I believe they have already attached explanatory plaques and other material about why, no, despite the fact that they're carved on this great mountain, we don't want to valorize or praise or emulate in any way Robert E. Lee, Stonewall Jackson, and Jefferson Davis, who betrayed their country. And look, this is one of those things where, you know what I was thinking of, Jeremy? When you go into the University of Washington, this is right here at home in Seattle, and there's that part of the university, it's a big open area leading up to the beautiful Suzzolo Library. They have Red Square, and right before you come to Red Square, there's a giant statue. It's maybe 25, 30 feet high, of George Washington. Now, George Washington statues have been targeted as near as Portland. Is there some effort to protect that statue? Isn't it a terrible thing for our country? Really a terrible thing for our country that we have to think this way? That those creeps have come back to Lafayette Park in Washington and are dead set on trashing, vaporizing the Andrew Jackson equestrian statue. There's another statue of him in Jackson Square at the very heart of the French Quarter in New Orleans, which is where he helped to win the battle that determined America's future. I'm sure it's only a matter of time. How stupid, how destructive, how poisonous that all is. And meanwhile, there is some good news. And people, I think, like to tune in to good news. And the headline in The Hill, Washington Insider Daily News, says Trump rally delivers Saturday record, 7.7 million viewers on Fox News. Now, wait a minute. Isn't the whole story on that Trump rally that it was an abject failure? He didn't get the people he expected to turn up. There were empty seats. And in fact, they had there were 19,000 seats in the BOK Arena, the Bank of Oklahoma Arena in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And the fire marshal said there were only 6,200 people who were actually there sitting in those seats. It looked like more than 6,200 to me, but okay. He didn't have a big crowd. He apparently was very ticked about it, but he's very happy about this, I'm sure. President Trump's rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, generated the largest Saturday audience in Fox News Channel's 24-year history. It delivered 7.7 million viewers, according to the early Nielsen data. Now, Fox was the only cable network that covered the president's speech live. Imagine that. The rally, which began, MSNBC did not, CNN did not. There was actually one more. We'll get to that. The rally, which began shortly after 8 p.m. and ran for approximately 1 hour and 45 minutes, was also the network's highest rated telecast of the year after the president's State of the Union address, which drew 8.2 million viewers in early February. Now, the interesting thing here is, wait a minute, he got almost as many viewers for the rally as for the State of the Union. State of the Union, all of the networks ran it. It wasn't just Fox, so that was a help here. The Trump campaign also says 4 million additional unique viewers watched on streaming platforms online. Okay, so that means you reached 11 million people. But nevertheless, in this Hill story on this, They actually go forward and they say the big story of the rally was attendance as Trump failed to pack the 19,000-seat BOK Center in Tulsa. The Trump campaign canceled planned outdoor remarks by Trump and Vice President Pence and disassembled an outdoor stage minutes before Trump began his remarks inside the center. And he delayed before giving his remarks inside the center. And as President Trump himself said, it was not his greatest speech ever. He said, you know, I know when I give a great speech. This one tonight, it's average. Okay, the president was right about that, and honest. The viewing numbers came as Nielsen also reports that former National Security Advisor John Bolton, he did an interview on ABC with anchor Martha Raddatz that drew 6.2 million viewers, making it the most watched program on television on Sunday night. Now, what does that tell you? It tells you that Trump is still at the center of the stage. And people who believe that what happened at the rally means, oh, he's a cooked goose, there's not a chance, he can't win. Maggie Haberman, who's no fan of Trump, she is the White House correspondent for the New York Times. In clip 10, she talks a little bit about Trump's chances in the fall. Why does Maggie Haberman, who has covered President Trump aggressively with some real focus on some of his flaws, why does she believe that it's going to be such a tough job for Democrats? I'll tell you one of the reasons will be because they're not distancing themselves enough from the madness that is raging all around the country right now. People will remember. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show. I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, Clear Play can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because Clear Play loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Michael Medved.
This is outrageous.
On the Michael Medved show, talking about the ongoing madness and its electoral impact, and talking about President Trump and his very clear effort, and I think it as a smart effort, both in terms of policy, in terms of performance as a president of the United States, and as a political matter, to distance himself from the people who are, again, second time trying to deface St. John's Episcopal Church, a historic church, Church of Presidents near the White House, and to tear down an Andrew Jackson statue in Lafayette Square. And basically to go after any other aspect of the American past that they don't like, which means all aspects of the American past, because most of the people who are leading this movement despise everything about our country. Let's go to David in Houston, Texas. David, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hello, Michael. Hey.
Hey.
Anyone with maybe a brain cell and a half knows that Mount Rushmore is already well protected. And the fact that you keep saying they're going to have to start protecting it is just nuts. And but the reason why you're saying it is just the hype that has been brought into this situation. You know, these people who are burning young, stupid people doing stupid stuff like young people do, and they're taking advantage of something of the time. But the right wing, like yourself, is also taking advantage of it. Because you since the very day that the protests started and the riots started, that was just like a godsend to y'all. Because at that point, you didn't have to deal with any issues anymore other than that. And that's what you've been doing since the very day. The first time there was some violence, anything else is just a non-issue with y'all.
It is okay, first of all, that's...
Because that's what you... Because this works for you.
Okay, let me say, if you acknowledge that it works for us, why do you think it is that people like Joe Biden, who wants to be the president of the United States, and is relatively quiet about condemning some of the violence and the extremism? I would like to believe that this is only a small number of people. But if you look at the ubiquity of it, the fact that it's absolutely everywhere, that it's in, as I was saying, it's in a very, very red state, Idaho, northern Idaho, and Coeur d'Alene. They are having a Coeur d'Alene. Thank you very much, Jeremy. They are having very active BLM marches. In other words, if given what your interpretation is. And first of all, let me just say one thing to you, David, just man to man for a moment, which is I don't like talking about this stuff. It is, if this weren't what is happening right now in America, if there's not a six-block square area where police are not allowed in the city nearest me, an area where three black people have been shot and one killed. If none of this was happening, I'd be very happy. It would make me very happy and feel better about the future for my children and grandchildren. And your assumption that I'm reveling in other people's pain, I don't think it's fair and I don't accept it. But go ahead.
Okay. I'm not saying you're reveling in it. I'm not saying you enjoy it. I'm saying you are taking the opportunity. Now, Joe Biden is not saying anything about it because there's no advantage in it. He's a politician. There's no advantage in this thing because the people who you are talking to, 90% of them are not going to vote for him anyway.
If he gets 10% of them, and again, if Joe Biden has to know that the people who are trying to tear down the statue of Andrew Jackson and confronting the police and chanting and smashing things, the people who are looting, and there was a considerable amount of looting all around the country. And I know the press is trying to downplay it, but it's real. I know people have had businesses damaged, severely damaged by looting. And again, given all of that, it would make sense for Joe Biden to do what Bill Clinton did with Sister Souljia. That's part of what helped him win the presidency, is you stand up against extremism. Isn't that what you would expect? Certainly people expected Trump to do that after Charlottesville. He failed. Right? And he was castigated for failing.
No, that helped Clinton on talk radio. I guarantee you nobody voted for Clinton because he came out. Look, nobody's voting for people are going to vote for Biden if he says anything about these protests. If anything, he may lose a few votes. They're not going to gain any votes from this. The country is too divided.
Okay, I don't think this is where you and I disagree. I don't think the country is divided a bit when it comes to trashing statues or tearing down statues of George Washington or Thomas Jefferson. You really believe that the country says, well, half the country thinks it's a good thing that they ripped down a statue of George Washington, tied an American flag around the face of the statue, and lit it on fire? You think half the country thinks that's fine?
No, I don't think they think that's fine. I'm saying that they're not making voting decisions on this. No, it's obviously some of this stuff is just nuts. But people aren't making a voting decision on that. Most of those people who turn down these statues probably don't vote anyway. So, you know, this is just in terms
of voting. I agree. I agree with you about the people who are tearing down the statues, which is all the more reason that they ought to be condemned. See, if you acknowledge, and I do, that there are some goals of the Black Lives Matter movement that are eminently worthwhile, because black lives do matter. And they matter in a way that is different because of the history of oppression and persecution and exploitation and all of it. I acknowledge that. But that movement is being undermined by the silence of leaders who wink at some of this extremism. I mean, they destroyed in Golden Gate Park in San Francisco, not in the South. They destroyed a statue, a bust of U.S. Grant, whose victories made the end of slavery possible. David, I appreciate the call and the interchange, and thank you for it. When we come back, why is it that Maggie Haberman acknowledges, she reports for the New York Times, that Trump is going to be tough to beat? Coming up.
Become a MedHead and receive 50% off History Store downloads for all annual members. Join today at michaelmedved.com.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12. Or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is happy about the ongoing construction of his massive border wall.
So we have a very heavy concrete inside the steel, and inside the concrete we have rebar. So you have everything you can have.
the president in Arizona, to mark more than 200 miles of construction of the wall. During an earlier event in Yuma, the president said around 500 miles of the wall should be finished by the end of the year. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is criticizing protesters who are vandalizing or tearing down statues of the Founding Fathers. Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican says, "We cannot let angry mobs carrying rope act outside the rule of law."
Well, Madam President, there could be no clearer sign that these far-left radicals have severed any connection to the righteous cause of racial justice.
This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
That show, Maggie Haberman of the New York Times has reported on Trump from the beginning of his presidency, and she reports sometimes sympathetically at some of his strange foibles. I think it's because of Maggie Haberman that the whole world knows President Trump drinks at least 15 Diet Cokes every day. No, he does. It's his preferred drink. He doesn't drink alcohol. He appears to have an addiction to Diet Coke. But she makes an unassailable point, which is that Democrats are sealing their own doom. Democrats at every level, if they sell Trump's chances of what he calls the great American comeback, if they sell those chances short. Listen.
I don't know any Democrats, honestly, Anderson, who think this is going to be an easy election. I think David can possibly speak to that more than I can, but I certainly don't know any who think this is going to be easy, in part because a lot of people are very scarred by thinking that 2016 was going to be easy, and by people, I mean Democrats, were scarred by thinking that Hillary Clinton was naturally going to defeat Donald Trump. Hillary Clinton thought that, her top advisors all thought that, and they were sort of appalled and couldn't allow for the fact that he was doing as well as he was, and reality overtook them, and so I think that there are Democrats who are concerned that that is what will happen again.
Okay, and they're right to be concerned. I mean, right now there's a piece in the New York Times, her newspaper, this morning about Biden's current lead, which is substantial, in Arizona. Arizona is one of those states where if Trump loses Arizona, he probably loses the election. He won it last time by 4 points, and the fact is in Arizona, one of the things that was striking to me was that the exit polling in Arizona showed that Trump did not win in Arizona on the immigration issue. How do I know? It's fascinating to me. If you look at the exit polling for Arizona in 2016, they asked people, what do you think should happen to illegal immigrants? And they used the term illegal immigrants. They didn't say undocumented. There was no euphemism. They didn't say dreamers. They said, what do you think should happen to illegal immigrants who are working in America? And you had two choices, only two choices. Deport them to their home country or give them legal status. Now, this is an amazing thing. In Arizona, only 18% said deport them to their home country. 74% said give them legal status. And who knows how that's going to play out in this election. But there's a fact that the Democrats have that is going to hold them back, and Maggie Haberman nails it. Listen.
Look, as much trouble as Donald Trump is in politically right now, a lot of it of his own making, but certainly not all of it, Joe Biden is still a very flawed candidate. He is running a flawed campaign so far. There are still 4 months left. They have to have what are supposed to be 3 general election debates. 4.5 months ago, we were not talking about the coronavirus the way we are talking right now. So a lot can happen. And I do think it is important to remember that at the end of the day, elections are still binary. And people, if they decide to vote, unless they decide to write someone in, are going to make a choice between these two men. And there are going to be a lot of people who, even if they are unhappy with Donald Trump right now, there will be people who still decide to vote for him in the end. It is a real mistake for anybody to start calling the election today.
And that is entirely and emphatically the case. I mean, you can't even call the elections that are being held today. And one of the things that the elections that are being held today show is the Democratic Party is deeply divided. There is, in Kentucky, for instance, to run against Mitch McConnell, there are two Democrats, a very liberal Democrat, Amy McGrath, and then a very, 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 very liberal Democrat to her left who's running against her because she's not a true progressive. Then there's also the challenge to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in New York. And there's another challenge to one of the deans of the House, Elliot Engel, who's chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, could be a victim of a candidate who's called the next AOC. And if that happens, that shows you one of the other problems Democrats face. They also have to face the problem of what to do about the police reform bill, which is called the Justice Act, which has been crafted and fought for eloquently and effectively by the great senator from South Carolina, Tim Scott. He was on Fox News and talking about the difficulties having in getting the Democrats to go along with him. Listen.
I hear and I read in the House bill that they want more information so they can direct training in the right direction. That's the foundation of our bill. They say they want more training around de-escalation. That's in our bill. They say they want to have the chokehold banned or reduced except for the life of the officer. That's in our bill. They say they want a duty to intervene and studying the use of force. Those are in our bill. They say they want us to look at recruiting more officers to reflect the diversity and the demographics in their city. That's in our bill. They say they want to have more information on best practices. That's in our bill. They say they want to talk about mental health experts. That's what the president's executive order says on co-responders. It's in our bill. Drug addiction, in our bill. Homelessness, in our bill. Their priorities, fortunately and unfortunately for them, matches pretty well with the president's priorities, and those two matches really well with my priorities and the Senate priorities on the Republican side. So now we're having to ask a political question. If you get 2/3 of you want what you want out of the gate, why would you change the rules and change the goalposts? They said chokehold was the litmus test, but we had already put it in our bill. So they changed the goalposts. They do that because it seems like they're more interested in campaigns than they are the vulnerable communities they say they serve. And when you feel like you own that vote, mm-hmm. you quit working hard for those people.
Okay, that is profound, and it's important. And I think he's right. I hope they do get something done in Washington. Let's go to Jim in Portland, Oregon. Jim, you're on the MedVed Show.
Well, thanks, Michael. I had a question about what does history tell us about human nature and periods of iconoclasm, which I think we're in, and what does history tell us about human nature and the period after iconoclasm? And I get the impression all healthy proportions of human nature, it gets kind of lost. It's like drug euphoria and a remorseful hangover.
I think that's not a bad analogy, is that the periods of iconoclasm, meaning basically just smashing things, are periods of rage. There's a very interesting book. It was written, maybe 60 years ago by Crane Brinton, who used to teach history at Harvard. And it's called The Anatomy of Revolution. And one of the things he says is most revolutions and revolutionary actions and violence, it doesn't occur when things are terrible. It occurs usually when things are getting better, but they're not getting better fast enough. He talks about revolutions of rising expectations. And that was actually the case in the American Revolution, in the French Revolution, even in the Russian Revolution, and certainly in the Chinese Revolution. The Chinese Revolution occurred after China had survived the war and they had gotten rid of the Japanese. And the American Revolution occurred at a time of great prosperity. The colonies were the wealthiest part of the entire British Empire. And yet, sometimes when things are getting better, people get extremely angry because they don't get everything at once. And I think that is part of human nature, as you say. Okay, they ask a question in a news poll from the National Opinion Research Center. How many adults think that we need a complete overhaul in policing? And how many adults actually think that we should cut funding to police departments? We'll tell you the results coming up on the MedVed Show.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Receive 50% off History Store downloads for all annual members. Join today at michaelmedved.com.
And go to michaelmedved.com, where apparently you can still take advantage of our spring sale. You save $20. You also get a MedHead membership, gives you 24/7 access to the show commercial-free to download anytime you want. And 50% off all MedVet History Store offerings. And by the way, earlier today I talked about understanding Andrew Jackson, what he meant to America. Honestly, one of the best chapters you can read in that is a chapter in my book, The American Miracle. And signed copies of that book, which was the book immediately preceding God's Hand on America, my current book. American Miracle has that chapter, and that's also available at MedVedHistoryStore.com. Are we making history right now with some kind of major police overhaul? Well, the headline for the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research poll, NORC is National Opinion Research Center. It's affiliated with the University of Chicago. And they just did a major poll of Americans across all racial and political lines, and they report that a wide majority of Americans believe that changes are needed to law enforcement in the U.S. Oh, so what does that mean? Okay, the survey, which is published today, says that they asked a question. Do you think that we need a complete overhaul, that we need major changes, that we need minor changes, or no changes? Now, what do you think people are going to say? And nobody says no change. 5% said no, no changes, everything's perfect. I mean, clearly you can't say that. But it turns out that 69% of all U.S. adults believe that either major changes or a complete overhaul is needed. But when it comes to the options for those changes, first one they list is cutting funding for police departments, reducing funding for police departments. Only 25% support that. That's 75% opposed. That's a pretty clear consensus number. And it ought to reassure police who may be getting weary of all of the negativity and the hostility. And we spoke a little bit about the blue flu that hit people in Atlanta, where a number of officers called in sick in their own way of protesting what had been done to their colleague and the shooting of Rayshard Brooks, where the officer is named Garrett Wolf. This is not a case at all like George Floyd. This is a case where there is clearly a defense because an officer, well, now, again, it'll be a trial. He's being charged with murder. Got it. But if you were a police officer right now, and this was a question that was asked in the Washington Free Beacon. They asked a question over the weekend. What happens when the cops have had enough? When they just say, okay, this is too much already. I'm risking my life and I get abuse. And I was thinking about that watching some of the footage of the cops who are D.C. cops standing guard over the Andrew Jackson statue when people are coming up and they're saying, whose streets? Our streets. Our streets. Our streets. No justice, no peace. And basically, often in these statue confrontations, they're throwing things at the cops. The point, and I think they make a very important point, if the good cops start quitting, and there are real fears in police departments, they will. They write that you'll only be left with the ones you probably like the least to begin with. And when you can't hire enough good cops to cover all of the assigned beats, the doors are open for a return to the bad old days of the 80s and 90s with a staggering murder rates and increasing property crimes. Oh, and you'll need to round up some volunteers to handle all the riots, since they probably won't slow down all that much either. Anybody who believes that we don't need the cops, who doesn't look around and get reminded that policing is necessary to protect us from violence and chaos, that's somebody who's not paying attention. And by the way, there's a fine movie about the criminal justice system. It's based on a true story about a guy named Brian Stevenson, who's a graduate of Harvard Law. He's a civil rights attorney. And he began his career in Alabama. And based on a true story and his book called Just Mercy, it ended up being a pretty impressive movie with Michael B. Jordan and Jamie Foxx. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A notable movie from 2019 tells the true story of Harvard-trained lawyer Brian Stevenson, who's devoted his life to rescuing condemned men from death row. Just Mercy recreates some of his early cases in Alabama.
The first time I visited death row, I wasn't expecting to meet somebody the same age as me. From a neighborhood just like ours. Could have been me, Mom.
But what you're doing is going to make a lot of people upset.
And some of the film, based on history, is deeply upsetting. Though it's a PG-13 rating, there's one of the most disturbing scenes ever filmed of the execution process. But the cast is superb and the message is profound. With Michael B. Jordan as Stevenson, Jamie Foxx as one of his clients who's given up hope, Oscar winner Brie Larson and veteran character actor Tim Blake Nelson all doing career-topping work. Yes, it's a message movie, but the message of Just Mercy is powerful. 3 stars.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And one of the things about the Just Mercy movie is it doesn't downplay the elements in the book, where Brian Stevenson is actually a deeply religious guy and is motivated in his work by religious faith. Well, this is some good news at the end. I mean, I think it's good news. Washington Post is reporting that NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace was not the target of a hate crime. The FBI has concluded that after completing its investigation at Talladega Super Speedway in Alabama. NASCAR announced in a statement Tuesday afternoon, the FBI report concludes and photographic evidence confirms that the garage door pull rope, fashioned like a noose, had been positioned there since as early as last fall. NASCAR statement read, This was obviously well before the 43 team's arrival and garage assignment. NASCAR President Steve Phelps is expected to address the development this evening in a conference call with reporters. Wow. Again, good for NASCAR and good for Bubba Wallace in not overreacting to this thing. And remember, Sigmund Freud is fairly famous for saying sometimes a cigar is just a cigar. There's no symbolism in it. Sometimes a garage door pull rope is just a garage door pull rope. It isn't necessarily a noose. And you know what? It's a positive story. And I thought one aspect of the story, even about what happened at Talladega, where they were got rained out, actually, in their first race at Talladega, where they couldn't fly Confederate flags. One of the guys who was flying a Confederate flag outside came in wearing a Bubba Wallace cap. He said, well, why? He's opposed to your Confederate flags. I know, but he's a great driver. And maybe we need a little more of that. I'll tell you something else a lot of Americans could do with a little more of is a little more money. Right now, the economy is struggling to come back to normal. That would be a good thing. There's a U.S. senator, won't tell you which one, who wants to give every taxpayer a $4,000 gift to go on a summer vacation. Is that a good idea? It's a Republican senator. Which one? We will tell you tomorrow. There is also one of the activists, I think is the euphemism that people use, one of the protesters, agitators, thugs, whatever you want to say, who participated in tearing down a statue of Thomas Jefferson. He says, no, it is not vandalism. Okay, wait a minute. You just destroyed a statue that was standing there in front of Jefferson High School, and you destroyed it, and it's not vandalism? What is it? Well, he will explain all. And then we'll talk about the results of some primary elections where some liberal Democrats are facing challenges by plum crazy Democrats. How far left will that party lurch? That'll be determined by the results of primaries. We'll bring you up to date on that and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Nonpayment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.